This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, we spent a little time yesterday talking about the tournament, March Madness. The state of the sport is where we want to focus today. You have some numbers and some concerns.
And so the concern is we talked about no Cinderellas. No Cinderellas, no 13, 14, 15, 16 seed won a first round game. And we're looking at the highest seed, lowest seed. How do we reference that? The highest seed, lowest seed?
Yeah, I screwed it up yesterday.
The 10 seed is Arkansas, and they are the only double-digit seed to be in the Sweet 16. I'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the conferences as well, and one of the points I made yesterday was you're going to have to pay to participate moving forward. And so the conferences that have teams left, let me know if you see a trend.
Yeah.
There's 7 SEC schools, 4 Big 10 schools, 4 Big 12 schools, and 1 ACC school. What's missing in this equation in the Sweet 16?
Everybody else.
Everybody else. And the question is, if this is becoming pay to play, and the Central Michigans, the Oaklands, we love the run that Oakland had last year. And my kids asked me, like, which team is it that local team are we going to be able to root for other than, you know, Michigan State? And I'm like, there's not one in it. And there's no mid-major. Now, there were in the, obviously, the round of 64.
And 68.
And 60, yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, so those are tournament teams. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, John.
For admitting that those are tournament teams. Anyway, now that you get to the Sweet 16, all the little guys, all the mid-majors have been eliminated. Why is that? I think moving forward, the big problem is you're going to have to pay to play. And those schools, just their athletic departments, their alumni, they're not built in a way to be able to financially be responsible enough. They don't want to, you know, hey, we'll take a shot at the tournament this year. We're going to pay our guys,
mm-hmm.
who we recruited as mid-major guys, to stick around to seniors. And then all of a sudden...
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy... Let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't pay them enough, so they jump ship. Now, all that money that we spent is gone. And there was another story that said, hey, the baseline for a starter at a Power Four conference. Now, they didn't really give facts to back this up, but it's because there's not a lot of contracts that are published.
There's not
right
a lot
now.
Of transparency.
Right. Is $500,000 for a starter. So that means as a baseline, your starting five is 2.5. Throw in a six man, let's just say, and somebody who can come in off the bench, you're right around $3 million just to field a competitive team.
So that's not stars. That's not upper echelon.
No, the Cooper Flagg, who his NIL valuation is right around $3.3 million. And so to be able to get into that market for one guy, you're spending $3 million. Put on top of that the other $2 million for the quote-unquote average starter. Now your starting five costs five. You haven't even filled your bench.
You could see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
The concern level you have, is this the beginning of the end of the madness as we know it? The tournament will still be played. We'll still get matchups in the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four. But to me, and I think to a lot of people, the tournament, what's so unique about it is that first 48-hour window where there's basketball wall to wall. And if there's never Cinderella or rarely a Cinderella or rarely an upset or we never get the little guy, madness as we know it is going to die.
And then the follow-up question is, will your passion for filling out brackets, betting on those games, and I know there's different ways to bet,
so that changes the game.
But your interest in the first two rounds of the tournament, because 16, 15, 14, 13, I think you start even going down 12, 11.
We don't have any of them right now.
They're not going to be participating past the first weekend. So why even play those games?
Well, or what?
Why even watch those games?
Or, John, what I think could be more likely is we cram in even more Big Ten and SEC and ACC and Big 12 schools, right? The idea.
They're the only ones that can compete.
Mountain West had, I think, four teams in the field. They're all gone. It's rare to see a conference get multi-bid like that. Are we going to see fewer and fewer? Hey, you get the bare minimum, little guys, and then quickly we'll dispatch you, get out of our sight, never to be seen again, and we'll let the real teams play. Greater divide have and have not. We see it in football. I think basketball, you're seeing it pretty aggressively this year. And maybe it's a one-off, but I don't think it's a one-off. I think this is going more in that direction, especially when you start quoting $500,000 for a starter, a decent ball player. And those are guys that are leaving the little guys. So now you're depleting them while the big and the rich get richer.
Well, and so it's one of those questions. Well, why would these mid-major teams and these smaller conferences want to participate? And part of the equation is, yes, they will get a paycheck for being in the field of 68, but it's not like the trip to San Antonio is a free trip.
No.
So what is the benefit for these smaller teams? Is there a point where the cost and the pros and the cons, the cost and the return on investment isn't going to be worth the value?
So maybe the spin zone of this is the upset's even more dramatic when it happens. But if it doesn't happen,
if it happens once every 3 years,
4, 5, 6 years, I don't know. I mean, if it becomes so rare, then to your point, should they not have their own tournament at that point? And it would be smaller potatoes, but at least you could play 3 or 4 games, win, get a trophy, build to something. I hate it because then it becomes the Mickey Mouse bracket. But what's the alternative? Go in and get slaughtered every game?
Right. And we've already got the CBI, we've got the NIT, we've got the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament is king.
Yeah.
But if it's only the rich that are able to actually participate and win, then why be invested in that first weekend? Why would schools want to put themselves out there for it other than for a paycheck? And is this just going to become Alabama playing the Citadel, where the Citadel just comes simply because they're going to get a check?
You know what it becomes? It becomes the carnival game where you come with the mallet. The big teams have the mallet. How hard can you hit this small team?
Yeah.
Can you make it go all the way up and ding, 50-point win? Like, that's what it's going to turn into, is big team, hammers little team. See you later. We're on to the Sweet 16. Is this the beginning of the end of the madness as we know it? 248-539-9797. Texter says, I'll go a step further. It's not the end of March Madness. It's the end of college sports. NIL has killed the college game. It's not going to play. It's not going to go away.
Sports is not going to go away. You may not like what it looks like. I may not like what it looks like, but college sports are not going away. And certainly college football is not going away. The NFL won't let it go away because it's their they have zero investment and it's their minor league.
The tournament, as we used to know it, is dead because of the portal. Teams that used to make the upsets are losing their players to the bigger schools. Yep, succinctly said.
Yeah.
College basketball has now become college football because of the NIL. The top teams will poach all the mid-majors good players.
Especially if, and costs are only going to go up. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's being reported that an average starter is worth $500,000 at a Power 4 school.
This is an idea that I don't think works, but people are trying to be creative. The NCAA should have two 32-team tournaments. The first 32 would be major universities. They would play for a winner. The second 32 would be the mid-majors. They would play, and then the winners would face off in the national title. The problem with that is national title could be a blowout. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
No, you have one bracket of I don't mean this as a derogatory term, but in terms of inferior talent, the reason they're not winning in the first round is because they can't compete with the big boys. What did Duke win their first game by? 30 points.
So you want to put Duke against?
Yeah, Duke, Florida, Auburn. But insert any against one seed, two seed, three seed.
Against Colorado State for the national title?
Yeah.
That seems
silly. Or for your team, so UC San Diego.
Right. My Tritons. 248-539-97.
Like I turned that around quickly.
He will never let me live it down. 97-1.